You need to work on silencing male voices because you give plenty of them a mic and here they go.
What's good, y'all? I'm Bobby Roth for Dome Podcast.
I'm Doggy.
I'm Amon.
I'm the other Amon.
Welcome back to the show.
We got Hanok in the house too.
Yes, sir.
The great Hanok.
Second day in a row we're recording. I know we're not gonna post this 2 days in a row, but then y'all want to just continue from yesterday?
I mean, I don't know, a different topic though.
A different topic,
but I like the same like idea of yesterday.
Money.
I can't say how y'all week's been because we talked yesterday. This is back to back days we're recording.
Nothing.
I ain't gonna cap to the fans.
Nothing happened yesterday. Money. Right. Who said this? I think Dagum said, "Let's talk about money."
What do y'all want to talk about money, boy?
Bro.
None of us have it.
Today I was talking to my dad about do y'all know like how the dollar is backed by nothing? The reason why $100 is worth $100 is because we both think it's worth $100. Mm. There's no gold backed by it.
That's so they're scamming us.
We're putting the ones putting value on like money itself. Mm-hmm. It's really just paper.
Yes.
I have a question.
What
if we all stop paying taxes?
No, we're not.
What happened?
Dagum wants to put us government list. What's going on?
I said everyone.
That's never going to happen. There's always going to be some people like, oh, I'm going to pay my taxes. Right.
You guys are such libertarians. You guys don't know it.
I don't even know what that means.
There's no such thing as a libertarian because none of us are ever going
to
beat the government.
That is true. But like at heart, you don't want to pay taxes. You don't want the government to leave you alone, right?
I mean, who wants to pay taxes if you think about it?
There are people people want other people to pay taxes for them. Yeah. They say, oh, let the billionaires pay taxes.
All people do is just push blame left and right. But nobody wants to pay taxes in the beginning.
Who would want their money going away?
Out there, I don't know. But, you know, I feel like people that say tax the rich are people that don't have plans on being rich. They already give up in life, bro. That's kind of sad.
You really can't tax the rich anyways.
So. Yeah, there are 600 of them. They will literally fly in one day. They'll go to a different country.
That's so wild.
I mean, America's a business. So.
Yeah, I mean, bro. Okay, I was going to say, though. Y'all saw my story, right? A couple of days ago.
Which one?
Oh, the BLM?
The BLM shawty that made $1 million. At this point, bro, I might also start a BLM chapter, bro. They made it a business, and I'm a capitalist. Mm. When it's time to, you know what? Actually, I shouldn't say that. That's messed up, bro. I was joking on that part.
You know what, bro? You know what I really want to have today? Right. I want to have those midnight discussions. No. Not like
what
those.
What do you mean by that?
Not the wild ones. I'm talking about, you know, like you and
late
your bro.
Late night conversations.
Like you being a PS4 party, like your bro just came out of the room. What's the meeting?
AA meeting.
So what's on your mind?
Go ahead, start it off.
Okay. Yeah, start it off.
You know what's really been like in my head recently? Mm-hmm. Like time, bro. Like the concept of time.
Like, bro. That's your late night talk?
No, like, that's serious. Like, bro, like, do y'all realize we're getting older?
Bro, you've been mentioning this.
No,
a
like
lot.
It's really hitting me. Like I'm like, bro, like you might not see it, but time is moving, bro. Like we're all about to be, you know, growing up. Like we're in this chapter of our lives where we're transitioning from being young, like have excuses to being like,
make it out.
Like mm-hmm. owner, like leader of our families. Like we have a lot of stuff on our plate. We're gonna be start getting into our careers, getting a house.
Bro, that's kind of scary. I'm not
like. I know it's scary. It's very that's scary. What I've been thinking like. Not the other thing too is like I'm watching my parents get older, bro.
This is the second
That's
time.
That's your third time. Third time.
Bro, I feel like you definitely need to like. Are you spending time with your family, right?
Not as much as I want to.
Okay, then go spend time. With
you
your
should
family.
Spend yeah. time with them. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
Probably soft.
We would have just fixed your whole issue. Nah,
bro.
Those conversations, but they come naturally though. It's not. Now I'm trying to think of a topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing comes to mind.
You just have to get there organically.
Organically.
Y'all can't just let me be, bro.
No.
What else is on your mind? You know, we should have like a small therapy sessions, you know?
For him, yeah.
Especially him. Not just him, but like, you know, like when, like, there's like those confessions that people be making.
Yeah. Oh, let me confess. No. I can talk to y'all something I've been struggling with recently.
Sure.
And this is like straight off like, I'm not this kind of person, but envy, bro. Mm.
Got you. Bro.
I don't know why. I'm not a type of person. Like, the thing is, right? It's happening with specific situations. obviously with my friends, I can't, because y'all winning is me winning, right? Mm-hmm. As people that I'm not close to, and not only like I don't get envious just because they're winning in something, but if it's just like a specific field that I'm interested into also, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, I actually, like, the first time it happened, I just prayed about it, right? It happened again. And then I'm like, this is actually really like weird. So I called, you know, our friend, can I say his name?
I mean, if you want to.
BK. Mm-hmm. And I called him because, like, you know, the good thing about our friendship is like, we can be open with each other, right?
Yeah.
And then I just been listening to sermons, just reading about like envy, like, you know, from the biblical point of view and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily a bad thing just by itself, because I feel like if you're, especially in a relationship, you should be a little envious if your wife or your husband is showing a lot more affection to someone else. You know what I mean? Because that love belongs to you.
If it's your wife and your wife is obviously doing something that's like she shouldn't be doing.
Yes, like
you're bonded together. You like.
Okay. I mean, in that case, yeah. But mm-hmm. like, if it's like
the intentions of
wife. Yeah, if the intentions really matter.
Yeah, if she's just being innocent and you're just being envious, you're just insecure. But if she's actually like doing something that's like, even God said, "I'm an envious God."
Yeah,
jealous God.
Yeah. But that's like, you know, like there's like righteous envy. You and somebody are literally bonded together. In marriage, mm-hmm. and if that person is just disobeying that and breaking that, of course you're gonna be envious. Like, that's your wife. But if she's just like, you know, just being regular, and then you're being insecure, it's different.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I knew it's not all bad, right?
Yeah.
But this is a new struggle for me too. So I'm like just like continuously like trying to learn, pray about it and stuff. But that's off the dome right there.
Nah,
I don't know how else to say it.
Nah, bro, trust me. With me, it's like obviously it's envy too, but it's like I don't know how to be secure in myself. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know how like some people go around, like there's like people you know who mm-hmm. are like, they just seem so secure in themselves. Like, you know, like they're confident in themselves. Like, I feel like I compare myself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing. I'm like, even if I'm doing good, I'll still compare myself. Like, bro, I'm not like that guy.
I could have done better.
I could have done better. I could have done like him. And then when I'm doing bad, it's like, I beat myself up so mm-hmm. much. I'm like, bro, I'm not good at this. I shouldn't be doing this. And I was actually talking to Young Fetty yesterday. We were having this crazy conversation about like, I feel like a lot of people, like, we beat ourselves up more than, like, we need to.
Yeah.
And I feel like the biggest enemy to ourselves is ourselves, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I don't think that's necessarily fully bad, though, because I think how we respond to that is we can either use that to better ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Or to always, like, be the person that beats down on ourselves, you know what I mean? For me, I would say one of the things that have, like, motivated me and, like, I would say, like, helped me be better is... like comparing myself to a certain extent, though, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
When I say compare myself, like, I have to know who I'm surrounded by, so I can be better than I was yesterday.
Yeah. Mm.
But then, like we talked about this, right? Especially like when your parents are comparing you to other people growing up and stuff like that, and then now, even if I'm like doing better than where I should be, if the people around me are doing better than me, I feel like I'm also in the you know.
Yeah, automatically, it's like
since
you've been all your life, you've been compared to, you know, your cousins and all mm-hmm. that. Now you just compare yourself, like he said, you just end up being comparing yourself.
Even today, like I was talking to Doug, right? Yesterday I talked to y'all about like how I didn't do well in one of my classes.
Yeah.
And I was going back and forth with the professor trying to, you know, ask him, because I'm not like, if he shows me a little grace, I can still pass. And before the exam, before my finals, I was passing with like flying colors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of sad that just one test, six questions are going to like make me repeat the class, right? And then I'm like, should I take this class over summer? The reason why I want to take it over, like the reason why I would want to, is so I don't feel like I'm left behind.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But then I think about it. I already had other plans during summer that I really genuinely want to do. After school is over, summer is not going to be summer. You don't get summer. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking about it. Like, I might as well just chill this, not chill, but like do what I really want to do this summer mm-hmm. and repeat the class if I have to next semester. I don't know.
What about you? Like, at this age, like, we're expected to figure everything out. But, like, when I was, like a teenager, like, 13 or 14, I thought, like, people in their 20s, like, had it all figured out. Because, like, they had a job and they were paying rent. No one got it figured out.
I don't think you're expected to figure it out. I feel like we expect to
ourselves.
Figure it out.
Yeah. No, but it's not just nobody us. Even, knows like, what's the people going around us, just, like, everyone's trying to, like, quote, make it. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the thing.
Yeah, so, like, everyone is in, like, this competition, like, this race where just, like, who's in front or who is, like, you know, even, like, with social media, we're constantly seeing, like, oh, this person is doing this. but I'm not. Or like, this person started this and I didn't. You know, like, we're constantly seeing other people and just be like, okay, like, what is wrong with this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, we expect, we put this high standard for ourselves because of the people around us or because of the things we see on social media, to a point where we just like push ourselves to a point where, you know what I mean?
It's not attainable.
Yeah.
What y'all think?
Well, what he just said?
Yeah.
To be honest, you hit it on the nail. Cause like, for me, it's like, it's probably gonna sound like cheesy, but everybody's heard of it. We all know social media is the highlight reel of somebody's life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they put the best picture up out of 100 takes.
Mm-hmm.
They put the best moment. Like, they show all that cause that's the best. But like, most people are really sad, being real. Like, you know what I'm saying? So once you understand that, you can be like, okay, this person just showing his favorite moment. And then
that's not necessarily bad though. You just have to be aware of it.
Yeah, you have to be aware, because if you're not aware, that you're like, dang bro, like, this man's doing all this stuff every single day, like, his life must be amazing.
Yeah.
Because if you see somebody posting them going to different countries and all that, like, they're just like flossing, and then you're like, dang bro, like, my life is really just boring.
Dang.
Whole time is
that person, you don't know what
they're doing. Yeah, everybody's life is boring. Nobody has fun 24 hours a day. Sometimes it's good to be sad, bro. Like, it's not bad to be sad. Like,
no, there's some people who just post sad stuff every time.
Like, people expect you to be happy all the time. Happiness is not good. Happiness is a fleeting thing. You should pursue joy. Joy is what's last. Joy is, you have joy in sad times and good times. Happiness, you only have happiness when something happens to you, like good things.
Mm.
And sadness is not bad also. If you're sad, you're more aware of what's going on.
Yeah. You're more aware of your emotions. Yeah.
So it's a balance with all that. And then how you also said, we expect to have everything figured out. I feel like if you look back at like other countries and like, mm-hmm. especially your parents growing up, most of our parents got all their stuff figured out like around 30s to that's like 35. So if you look at how their lives went, I'm probably pushing to be like straight around 30, 35. I'm not pushing to have anything figured out in the 20s. I'm experimenting in the 20s.
Everyone is experimenting in their 20s.
Nah. Amani, what you got to say about that? Any opinions?
Honestly, about the just like figuring out like at the 20s and stuff like that, bro. Like, we're in our 20s right now. We're struggling.
We're fighting for our lives, man.
That's just it. And we really, like Dagum said, like when we were kids, like, we really couldn't wait till we got older. Like, oh my God, like, oh, I can't wait
to get out the house.
Yeah. I can't wait to move out the house.
Them like, rents. By myself. Mm.
Now that we got to this place, like now that we're 20, 21, 22, and like we see people paying rent, like, bro, like I know a lot of people that's like, they go to work, it's like straight, like, they work straight from the, it goes to one pocket and then the next
it goes up bills.
Wow. Like they exchange bills on bills on bills. Debts on debts on debts.
Yeah, I was gonna say though, one thing I'm really glad about is we all have goals.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm kind of, first of all, we're all believers, so there is a sort of comfort that we finally get from that. That's like foundational, you know, that what your Bobby talked about, like the joy we get, right? It's foundational. I'm really glad about that. Secondly, though, when we talk about like this worldly world, like in this world, we all have goals, right? I mean, do you know what I mean? So it's not like we're going in a directionless life.
Yeah.
We're going in a direction. So that kind of gives me comfort knowing that, you know, I'm glad though. I'm glad.
At least we have some type of compass because you know, our life is just centered around God. So
that's like, actually
beautiful. That's our compass right there.
Man, at the end of the day, I got y'all. That's all that matters to me. We'll figure it out one way or another.
Hey, together.
This right here, gotta make it.
We'll figure it out over a great game of Monopoly.
No.
Yes.
The Monopoly games.
I'm telling you, but as long as we keep showing up here, this is one way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I was telling you this earlier. We were having a conversation. Like, we gotta make it this.
Yeah, if we don't make it here, I'm gonna have to start applying.
I can't do
remember,
it.
You remember what we were talking about? That one time before we went to men's Bible study, we were
in the car.
And then after we played Monopoly, we were all in the car. We had that, like, Amma was asking us, like, what is our goal? Like, what do we.
Was I there?
Yeah, yes. Can we actually talk about that in a full concept? Because I feel like this is an amazing testimony.
Very.
Right? Because here's, I would say, I'll start it off.
How we started this?
No, like that we talked from the time that we talked about that conversation we had in the car to like ourselves right now.
Yeah, I think at the point
I don't remember my conversation. Yeah, okay.
Well, only Dagum was there.
Oh, Dagum drove separate car.
Yeah, he drove a separate car.
Okay, so only it was me, you, Yafet, Kadus, and
Aman, right? Yeah. So yeah. I think there was five of us, right? Yeah. And then we were just talking. We first of all, my friend Kadus, he makes the best French toast. Okay, man's
me and Bobby were. You guys don't know about
that. Yeah, y'all don't know about that. Well, we were the first ones up on that.
Me and Bobby, little, in the car, we were talking about. He was saying it was in his dreams.
No, the syrup he makes is so.
The syrup is amazing.
Shout out to Kadus. Shout out to Kadus. I've never ate French toast that good that fills you up. You will take a 3-hour nap right after, bro.
Everybody, it's mandatory.
We ended up taking a nap to that one time we ate.
My neck was like this.
But then after that. We had a men's Bible study. As we were going there, I don't know who started the conversation.
I think it was you.
Yeah, I don't know how it happened, but one thing I know was back then, we were all like going to school, right?
Yeah.
But like, we didn't really have like direction or opportunities, mm-hmm. or some of us weren't really liking it. And I remember I saying like, if we're gonna be friends, we really have to first of all do it for God's glory, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But secondly, have something meaningful that we can actually work towards. That's how I remember the conversation started. Not even like I'm pretty sure it was after January.
It was like 6 months, mm-hmm. 5 months.
5 months ago. And Aman and Bobby, I know y'all were ended. Like, can y'all tell your side of stories of like how you guys were?
No, I mean like basically the it was like a great question. Like, what do you want? Was it leave behind? Or like what do you want to be like known for?
Your legacy.
Your legacy.
Basically he asked each one of us like, what do you want to do? Like your life mission or like that big thing that you accomplish in your life. Yeah. And to be honest, I was kinda lost. But I know I have somewhat grasp of what I want to do. I basically said I want to leave behind a legacy that lives like longer than I do. Yeah. After I'm gone, I want people to remember like, okay, he did this, he was known for this, he affected all these people's lives, and then, you know, that could live on. And that's, I don't know what that's going to be, but whatever it is, I want that to leave a lasting legacy.
Yeah. How about you, Amani?
At the time, when you asked that question, I think it was Bobby and Young Fetty they were accepted to Europe.
Yeah.
And I had also applied.
Yeah.
But they haven't gone back to me yet.
Yeah.
So they were close to, you know, getting started. They had their orientation and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what I was gonna do. So I was lost.
Yeah.
When you asked me that question, like, I didn't know what to do.
Dang.
But fast forward, like, I think after the conversation we had, was it like almost like 2 weeks or mm-hmm. a week later, they got back to me saying that we're gonna have your interview.
Wow.
I had my interview, and then next thing you know, they said, oh yeah, like,
you're in.
Very good. Like, orientation starts this and date. They gave me orientation, and now
we're almost done with the thing.
Yeah.
And we're almost done with the learning part, about to go to internships.
Wow.
It's crazy, bro.
Hey, play sad music over that part.
Hey,
no, I was holding my laughing, but please.
That was because, bro, I remember the conversation we had that day.
It was so emotional.
But it was true, though. Like, that day, like, I remember the prayer we prayed. It was genuine. Before we went to the men's ministry, we prayed a genuine prayer that, like, saying, like, bro, like, giving it to God. Because this, like, you know, we're ambitious people, and God, I would say, gave us all these opportunities right after. Like, I know you guys started your Europe program.
Yeah.
I know you guys started your Europe program, right? And after that, he walked right. No, you're good.
Hey, that's Henok, by the way.
That's Henok. Say what's up. You guys started your Europe program, right? And Young Fetty, he even got like more opportunities into like the exact field he wanted to. Kadus came into, he got accepted to a 4-year college. He's gonna be with me, bro. Like, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, bro.
Oh, dang, winning, bro.
Like, God really just provided. I don't know.
But yeah, that's crazy. Actually,
yeah, I just wanna give praise to God about that.
Dang, but boy. That's the link I said. Damn.
But nah.
Should I pull out the question from yesterday? Or,
yeah, what questions?
Oh. What is good in this world? That's a good question.
What is good in this world?
Yeah.
You know how there's always talking about the bad things in the world?
Yeah.
What's good in the world?
I mean, there's a lot of good things. Like, bro, like, play, like having fun with your, like, just spending time with your family or friends.
Yeah.
Hanging out, like, you know, going somewhere.
You know, we like minimize those things though. Like exactly. Yeah. Being with our family and stuff, we really minimize them because we see them every day. It's mm-hmm. like sometimes I'd be like, for example, like my siblings, I'd be like, they really have their own life. Like my sister, she about to go to prom and stuff. And now it really hit me. I was just like, yeah.
She's gonna graduate too, right? Huh? She's gonna graduate too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And so I was just like, oh, like she really out here. Just
is this the first time her like y'all being like living far away in a while?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So.
How are you prepared for that?
No clue. I have no idea. Right now, I'm gonna ship her out, but let's see how she comes back.
Hey, hold up.
What?
What? No,
never mind. Oh, she's my sister.
Say it. No.
She's my sister. I don't know what you're gonna say.
Say it.
Anyways, let's keep going.
Okay.
You know, I think there's something I've been wanting to talk about, but we haven't said it for multiple. I haven't said it for multiple reasons. First of all,
wait. Is it?
Hey, is what it, I think it is.
Is it?
I think
not a good time.
I'm gonna only speak.
Hey, no, can you wanna come in?
No. We have a dedicated for that.
Yeah, we have people dedicated to those topics. One day. Sorry about that, people. Just confusion.
What's it called again? Like, let's talk about like just like, is there like a memory that you guys remember that's like always, you always think about? Like, is there anything special happened to you like back then? Like anything?
What do you mean back then?
Cause like when you back in your like couple years ago, like any special memories that you remember that really like stuck out to you in your lives?
Like a lesson or just like anything that just
any memory you want to talk about? I'm not gonna you know so many put too much effort on it. It's like just. Like funny.
You can start us off.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I can. I guess the biggest memory, like one of the best memories I remember, is my last trip to Ethiopia. Because before then, I never went to Ethiopia. Like,
oh, but lost Ethiopia.
I came here when I was two, so yeah. I'm basically American, I guess.
Yeah,
you are.
So it's like I had to learn everything from like parents, like how to mm-hmm. speak the language, even the culture. And I'm gonna lie, before that trip, I used to hate being associated with anything foreign.
When was this? How old were you when you last time?
2014.
You went back?
I went 2014.
Okay.
I'm 20 now. That was, what was that? Like 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
I was 12 when I went.
Wow.
So
when I came here, you went.
Yeah. It's a switch. Places. But nah, it's crazy, bro. Like, it's actually beautiful, like, seeing your country. Like, I gained newfound perspective on it. And, like, I saw the pure joy people have over there compared to here. It's, like, that manufactured. Mm-hmm. Over there, bro, just the smell of the streets. People outside playing, like, they're not worried about...
They matter to a poor, bro.
Hey, the smell is not the that smell, great.
The fried corn on the streets, oh, my goodness.
Okay, that, yeah.
Okay. He went to a good part. You know one thing I learned recently, though? I saw this on TikTok, and maybe if we post this on the clip, we can... I can send you the video. It was this, like, she's, like, some kind of PhD teacher explaining the... You know how our parents are, like... Even though they're American citizen, mm-hmm. they're not considered fully American because they don't really get to like fully be culture. Immersed, right? Mm. Yeah, our children are gonna be fully immersed in the American culture.
Yeah.
We're like the literal bridge connecting our parents and our children, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, as she was saying, like statistically speaking, like immigrants, like first generation immigrants, have like the most obstacles in a way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And the way she was saying it, like, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Like, you know, how many times do you have to help your parents, like, fill parents out documents and stuff, right?
I was 11 filing them documents for it.
But that's beautiful, though. Like, I feel like it definitely makes us, like, more mature in a way. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you kind of have a choice. You have to grow up
fast. I was
11
filing out them documents. Like,
but that made it mature. That made you grow up, you know.
Faster,
yeah.
Made me realize what I need to do to file mine.
that's what I'm saying. You'd be more prepared for you when it comes to you.
Yeah, I just have to say that.
Oh, it's the lessons that we just learned. Like, we don't expect it, but, like, since we, like you said, like, we're first gens, like, nobody, like, taught me how to, like, file my FAFSA. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, exactly. So, like, as first gens, there's some things that you don't really get help with, especially when it comes to, like, education, like, scholarships and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to figure those things out, like,
do you think, I'm going to be honest though, do you think that's because it's not that the resources are not there, but nobody pushed you towards those resources?
Yeah, you were like...
You didn't even know about
it. Yeah, you were just told about it. You know what I mean? Like, not know about it. Like, you'd be like everyone knows there's scholarships at your school, like your school offers. But, like, you have to go to the career center and ask.
It's crazy how much stuff is actually available that you just didn't know about. Like, it's crazy. There's so many things available that you didn't even know, like programs.
Actually, let's do this, right?
Your network.
Let's do this. If you can post this part on TikTok, right? if you know like any resources, right, yeah, for like first gen immigrants or stuff like that, or just like in general, put it in the comments. Yeah, I feel like that would be a good way for people to find
out. We should
out.
All work together to, you know,
to be a resource.
No man left behind. No man left behind.
I know QuestBridge.
What's QuestBridge?
QuestBridge is, I've like, it helps, I think, like, underprivileged kids, mm-hmm, get to like top schools for right. So I know that's what I know. Two of my friends are actually, they went through the process and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's one. And I mean,
the rest, you guys can help y'all us out.
Y'all can provide. I think that would be really cool. Cause I know we have a lot of people from that community.
Yeah, you're pulling this in, bro.
If I don't pull it in, it's going to come out.
Bro, why are you saying that?
Like, hey, I'm trying to avoid catastrophe, bro.
Nah, it's all good. And then that you know this.
What? Bro, I'm telling you, one segment.
Shit, I'm out of your order.
Nah, not on
this. Shit, look, I'm a
jammer.
We need some spice.
And the commentary. I'm not going to cut you out of your own.
Yeah.
They're going to go. Hey, you know, post it. I'm going to go. But comment.
No, but you know, I was watching our earlier, like, video, right? And then we were talking about the lemon.
No, yeah, we gotta go into depth in that.
Bro, listen, this explain man that. Said, if I throw a lemon at her, and then he was like, what does that mean? He was like, you were like, oh, what so she can't say no. And then he was like, she better charge.
That's true.
He was like, no, if he was like, if she don't charge it and hit her, that's all me.
Wait, I have a question. Can you explain that? What does that mean?
It's like a
back home, it's like, yeah, a, I don't want to say tradition, but it's part of the culture where, like, if a man is interested in a woman, you throw a lemon at her.
You, what is back home, Ethiopia?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't like, know. What kind of part are you all
no,
from?
No, it's like in the country. It's like,
yeah. I'm from Qatar, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that's why you don't know.
That's what he that's should know.
Yeah,
that's
what they do.
He don't know. I don't know what to tell him.
Yo.
A group of guys come and they pick her up and they take her.
What?
No.
What?
I don't think that happens. I think it's like a family thing where he just throws at her.
Yeah.
And then after that, he tells her, like, he's interested in her. And then, like, her family and his family talk. I think. Don't blame me. But back to Amarinya.
Look, Anaura.
Amarinya, Anaura.
Shibanat.
No, you know what I like about... Oh.
Amarinya.
Amarinya. Amarinya. Modonagat. Sedevachit.
Samuna. Any nasu? Sedekarakat basmam. Anta Samuna.
You're Samuna.
Sedevani.
No. All right. Okay. Too much Sedev.
Too much Sedev.
The funny thing, it's not even like Sedev.
Amarinya argo.
Hulum Sedev Kordulum. Those are just random words.
Amarinya argo?
What
else do you want?
They are random words. Amarinya maslenya.
Hulu Amarinya andu lah chulu.
Zimbulo kalas no zimbulo minulo. Kiwi. Kiwi out. Sedev aril.
Oh shit, did I come here?
Shut up.
Sumuni sibala on the sumuni.
Sumuni mean the no.
Nicholas. Yeah, Santi.
Sidemne?
Exactly.
Oh. It's not, but like, we, like, the way we say it at certain times, it's just funny.
Oh, not a dagum. Amarinya naralk.
Look,
Amarinya alaka?
No.
Nah,
this is a test run, okay?
It's a test run.
Don't make everything.
Huh? Don't post all of it.
Indeed. I didn't say anything. That's not too good. No, but Bamarina ko and Bizum and Yamanara, Santa Bizuma Tara, but the Kasinakana.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Canata, look at
it, but it's a bit too much.
Look at Sinitawak, look at Sinitawak, Amarinara, but Zumbero, Kalatra, but I'm not. That boy just says words.
Because now I speak a lot with my parents. I grew up speaking it, but when I came around them, I'm like, okay, I don't want to.
Lemon ferra. Oh, it's cut, like it wasn't until last week. But it went also Amarinya Siauras, but Amis amount. Bobby? Oh. Because I feel any.
Mazmuru Launi Yamakarachana.
That's so
good. Oh. Any Lingarachi? Bangazin Yadabello. I don't want to mess it up, right? You know how Dagum, you said, bro, these Amarinya songs, they hit different, right?
Yeah.
I used to never understand it. And then I think I heard this or remember this quote, right? Like, if someone speaks two languages, right? When he's speaking a language, like, he understands. He's speaking to his, like, brain, right?
I said that
or
to you.
Whatever. Can you say that? I don't want to butcher it.
Yeah. So when someone is speaking in your later language, they're speaking to your soul. And if they're speaking in your second language, they're speaking to your mind. So you have to process what you're actually saying. Like, for me, that's, like, sometimes I don't care about grammar. I'll let y'all that know right now.
Yeah, no, him?
Different man.
Grammar? Yeah.
I don't care
grammar
about
grammar. Pronunciation?
Listen, I know four other languages. I really don't care about grammar. But think about it. Think about
four
it.
Four other languages?
Don't worry about it. It's my business.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why for me.
Yeah. Like, I'm telling you. Like,
Amarinya Mazmur? Yeah. They hit different.
Amarinya in general is such a poetic language. Mm. Like, think about, like, even, like, which wife. Imagine, like, Mari. Like,
What do you always bring this example?
Like,
oh, no, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What language do y'all dream in, though?
Huh?
What language?
What
language do y'all dream
in? You speak in your dreams?
What? Yeah, no. What languages do y'all dream in? Like, what do you hear?
English.
I don't hear
voices.
I think it's English.
I think when you like hear conversations,
I don't hear nothing.
I heard once. Dreams are silent.
Yes.
Dude, this man's a meme.
I heard this man, bro. A meme.
That's a meme. See, we don't care about grammar. Listen though.
Yeah.
I heard once like my dreams. I heard it one in Amarina, and then after that, we just like mute. Like,
that's actually a good question.
Like,
no.
You don't have
no. I just see things.
Yeah, yeah. Same.
No, I hear
it's just like a whole film. Like,
I'll tell you though, like I dream in 4K colors.
This yeah. man is a crazy.
You dream in colors? Yeah, I don't think I've ever dreamed in colors.
I dream a lot.
When you close your eyes, can you see it like a red apple? Can you imagine the color red?
Yeah.
Like, close your eyes.
Are you okay?
No, it's related to the color thing you said, 4K.
Like right now?
If you close your eyes, can you imagine a red apple?
A red
yeah.
Can you apple? Imagine the color red?
Yeah.
Go ahead, do it.
Because some people can't imagine colors. Like,
that's crazy. I could imagine.
Wait, does that mean
are they colorblind?
No.
They're colored, actually.
Hold up.
But yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine it.
No, you can't.
I can't.
That's
how you about to tell me? You want me to draw it off for you?
Y'all arguing about dreaming. Relax, damn.
Now, going back to the dreaming stuff, though. So, I speak Amarinha with my parents, right?
Yeah.
So, if they're in my dream, I think about it. I speak to them in Amarinha. My siblings, or with y'all, if y'all are in my dream,
where are
I
dreams?
Speak to y'all in English.
No,
I don't dream a lot. I don't know why.
Hey, he can't spend
sometimes
enough time with us.
For me, it's just darkness. Like, I just wake up. Like, it's just like...
Dang, you forget it?
No, I have no dreams sometimes. Sometimes I just sleep and just wake
when
up.
When was the last time y'all had that dream where, like, y'all just falling?
That was a couple years ago. I hate that dream.
But I happened recently.
Just,
like,
bro, yesterday. You just, like... You, I don't know why, but, like, sometimes I go in this, like, very tall building.
Yeah, you just
and
fall.
I just fall. And then I just wake up.
The worst one. The worst one is like during high school. Like, I used to have it all the time. After lunch, I would eat so much. I'll be in my next class sleeping
after
on a desk. Yeah, I'll be sleeping on a desk.
Parents, you
I'll sleep on a desk.
Lidjosh?
Bro, in the middle of class, I would just smack the whole desk. I thought I was falling off the chair.
That happened to me early when I was over there.
Okay. This man's always saying it just happened to me. Yeah. Last time on the Snapchat, I just deleted it a week ago.
He's trying to relate to
this
us.
Man's the last
no,
one.
No, I'm. It happens.
No, I mean, it's just so weird with dreams, though. Like, it really is. Like, you like sometimes I can't interpret my own dreams. Like,
don't.
Yeah, I try.
Somebody's dreams be so weird.
Yeah, like y'all know about my dreams. But, like,
you dream a lot, surprisingly.
Yeah, I don't know why though. But, like,
he's a dreamer.
He's a dreamer.
I had a dream.
Hey, I heard this quote. I think it's a proper way to say it. It's like if you leave your dream on your pillow, what's the point of it?
Wow.
So do you want me to pick it up and take it with you?
Put it in a backpack and take it with you?
Take it to school.
Are you talking about actual dreams or like a dream to do something?
I have no idea.
I think it was the second one.
Oh, I read a lot
like
of on
been
Instagram.
Yeah.
We literally have off the dome for a reason. I do not filter anything,
bro. You know,
I feel like
we're using this name as an excuse now whenever we don't know what to say. Off the dome. Off the dome.
We are.
They still watch us.
Yo,
join the community.
We have 300 subscribers. First of all, thank you so much. 300 is a lot of people. If there were 300 people in front of us, I don't know what I would do.
I'll be
shaking like a Nokia.
You're over there stuttering and everything.
Yeah.
So what do you guys want to hear?
Seriously, like, huh? That's actually a good question. What do they want to hear?
Ask them.
We say that every time we get here and we talk out of our minds.
Talk. Well, when we try to plan it out, I feel like the conversation becomes.
But please, I have to, bro. Damn.
I feel like the conversation. So oh, bro, right, bro. Way good. Hanaki,
yeah.
Introduce yourself.
We just made a swap.
Who you are, where you from, what you do. I don't know. just introduce yourself.
Bro, back away from the mic.
My bad.
Who?
Not you, that man.
Oh, sorry.
He's all up in the gym.
My name's Hanok. Some people call me Shmeni. Or Hen.
Bro, gotta have some.
I promise you no one's calling you that.
Shmeni. No. So some of my high school friends still call me that. But
hey,
yeah, I'm from...
No.
From
no.
this area. Yeah.
Okay. Don't give coordinates.
Yeah.
We're from the U.S. of A.
There you go.
We're from this world.
Born and raised in Ethiopia, but raised here.
Where in Ethiopia?
Were you raised in Ethiopia? You were just like saying that.
No. I was just,
how old were you when you came?
4.
You said me and him.
I don't know about raised.
But you're 2.
My man is a runner.
Yeah, he's right?
no longer retired.
Retired, right?
Yeah, he put up the boot.
If I didn't, yeah, you know, if I didn't
injure,
yeah, tear my juice. ACL, you know, I would have been D1. Oh,
nah, he's one of those
like
guys.
That. I'd be like that.
Nah.
Back in my but he actually, what was your time for a mile?
4:18 on the
field. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't try to be humble, bro. Say that Joan was confident. 4:18. I'd have to stress him. Yeah. You made a bunch of Habesha parents so proud right there.
Yeah, I'm besa.
Nah, I was far from that.
Go join the Olympics.
Nah. But you had like teammates that were also like really good, right?
Bro, his team was crazy. Yeah. His high school team was crazy.
Yeah. How you know about his high school team?
You don't know about.
Because he's from the area. No, bro, we were whooping y'all. Why are you lying, bro?
Yo,
I didn't run. If I ran, it would have been a different
story. I'd have been not the cassette. What? What? What are you trying to know?
If I ran, it would have been a different story. I'm just saying that.
So,
yeah.
On this topic of midnight thoughts, is there anything you want to talk about?
Yeah. Any topics, man. Just say it out.
What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night?
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know. Nothing really.
You sleep good?
Good sleep?
I mean, like, my phone keeps me.
That's a good answer, though. He's right. He's not lying.
Addicted. Bro, what is it? TikTok?
I'm not going to bring it up.
I'd be deleting TikTok, like, during school, but now I have it. That's why I'm not sleeping.
So, what keeps you up? If it's YouTube?
In school. Like, school, and then, like, I procrastinate watching anime or something in between.
Hey, anime guy right there. I'm going to come back.
Wait, Dagim, you watch anime?
Just unlock the new fan base.
Listen, I'll never watch three things in my life. Dang. I wouldn't say anime though. I wouldn't say anime. I'll consider there's some animes, my friend.
Anime.
I don't care. That what's that show? Grey's Anatomy. I'll never watch that. Star Wars. I'll never watch it. I don't.
The last two.
I don't watch them because like I don't understand the concept of people going to space and then they fight each other in space.
You're gonna get a lot of hate for that one.
I don't care. I will never watch it. I'm sorry.
I used to hate on anime. Then my man's introduced me to this one show. It's like Thorfinn. I watched that Jonathan was
Thorfinn.
Yeah. It's villain song.
Yeah.
The thing is, these people that watch anime, they're so passionate about it. Like,
they kind of turn you off. It's like,
no, I don't get turned off.
You got kids in school running with the whole band.
I actually kind of like it. I'm not like you. They're passionate about something.
No, but listen, I like that they're passionate about. But like, I don't understand. There's some people who like play down anime, but they watch those YouTube couples. Like, what are their names? Like the Ace family, like, how you gonna watch?
Y'all wanna get if I was Ace family?
YouTube, huh? Bro, YouTube is getting cringy at this point.
Yeah, it really is.
You ever like, go on that explore page? It's just straight nasty. No,
the pranks are so weird, bro. Yeah, the pranks are so like cheating on my husband prank. Why?
Not just that. You can tell it's fake, bro.
Now people don't realize like anime. There's like genres to it. So there's like romance.
They got a soccer genre.
Yeah,
I'm with that.
They actually do have a soccer anime. They have a basketball. They have a
different genre.
Volleyball. I didn't know I liked volleyball until I saw
get a load of this guy.
I swore I could spike and stuff after.
Let me ask you, okay? You're not the first person I asked, okay? Right. In high school, I also had people that loved anime, right? I tried to watch anime by myself, okay? The conclusion I came to is I'm not going to watch a fast life show, okay? Mm. But they told me to watch Attack on Titans. Yeah. I tried, bro. I tried to watch anime. I can't do it.
Give me one
that I will watch over summer that will actually make me fall in love.
That's not too long.
Short and simple.
What's your favorite show?
My favorite show ever?
Like, you better say Prison Break. Bro. You better say Prison Break. That's better.
I just felt
that.
But what's my favorite show? The problem is I also don't watch a lot of shows, but the one I really enjoyed.
Prison Break. You better say Prison Break.
Prison Break? I don't watch Prison Break.
You're sad.
Prison Break was tough, bro.
My G.
What did I watch? Dang, bro.
Money Heist?
Money High. I really love season one and season two of Money Heist.
You got me hyped.
Season two?
Season one and season two.
You finished it? Have you finished it?
Nah.
You don't watch Money Heist?
Nah, I stopped when they were like getting into the second bank.
No.
Like before they were getting
into the second
bank. That's season three?
Yeah.
No, that's season two.
Like Island, you know, they came back together.
Yeah, that's season two.
My bad.
That's season three.
Season two, my guy. How you gonna tell me?
It's season two.
That's season two?
Yeah, I didn't get
that. Don't argue with this
man. Three's tough.
Okay, I like season one then.
So that's your favorite show?
The first, I would say that's like the closest one that I watched that I really enjoyed.
So like, what genre then?
Whatever genre that is, drama.
Yeah. Drama,
like plot. You like plot oriented shows, right?
And also like something smart, you know.
Bro, okay, then watch Prison Break. Death Note.
Watch Prison Break.
I never watched Prison
Break. Watch Death Note.
I want to watch anime. I want to give anime.
If you like, think, yeah, you should watch Death Note. It's like there's this guy, and so basically there's this book, a notebook that falls from the sky, and they it's a concept of like they have what's it called? They call them Shinigami, right? And basically they're the gods of death. Okay. And so you're telling when me they write your name in the book, it kills you. Like you're dead, you die. Self-explanatory. Okay. And they can it's like death note. Yeah. And it falls down, and he picks it up. The main character, Kira, or Light. Yeah, I think it's Light. My bad. Yeah, it's Kira. Kira is the god.
One of them, bro.
Nah, it's Light. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's Light. Yeah. He picks it up, and basically he starts using it, and then you'll see what happens.
How many seasons?
It's like 40 episodes or 44. That's
how many seasons?
Bro, 40 episodes, 25 minutes each. We don't do seasons in anime, bro. Well,
for real?
They do, but not in the actual anime. It is the new ones do it. Oh yeah, that's true.
So it's just 40 episodes, 25 minutes?
Yeah.
Watch Suits. Suits is a good show.
I've been hearing about
Suits. You'll like it, bro.
Suits?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that Suits was a good show, bro. Yeah. I started walking like Harvey after a little, bro. I was like, you know that little walk that he does?
No. It's a good show.
By far, the goated one, Peaky Blinders.
I ordered the Peaky Blinders.
I've never watched any of the shows.
You gotta get on that.
I feel like some of the shows are just. Some of the shows are just like. You expect what's gonna happen, you know. Like I like Money Heist because you don't expect what was gonna happen.
Yeah, okay.
There's some shows where you just know exactly what's going on, like
because the storyline they pick is kind of basic.
Yeah, like you know, add some twist to it. Like Money Heist, you didn't expect them to go back in the bank. You know what
I mean? That was kind of dumb, to be honest with you.
But more money, my boy. You know, don't mistake.
I never got mad at Tokyo. Like
somebody explain Peaky Blinders to me.
Basically, it's actually blind. Based on a true story. Obviously, the guy wasn't as tough as he was in the show, but it's his gang in, I think, was it England? Somewhere in England. Mm-hmm. They're called the Peaky Blinders. Okay. They all came back from war. I think it was the first, old war.
Okay.
And then they were all just, you know, trying to make their way up in their life. The leader of the they're all brothers, by the way.
Okay.
And the leader of the gang is called Thomas Shelby.
Okay.
You watch this guy's character development from going from, like, trying to make his way up to all the way to like CEO type level.
Okay.
And it's actually historical. They fight the mafia. There's people like, there's historical people in the show too that they portray.
Yeah.
It's an amazing show. Like it gives you confidence. You start trying to like be like Thomas.
How many seasons?
It's like six.
Dang, bro. Six seasons.
No, but it's eight episodes a season.
It's not bad.
Eight episodes.
Bro, Grey's Anatomy has like 25 seasons.
Yeah, bro, I'm never going to watch
Grey's Anatomy. Wait, what is it? One Piece?
This is like 40 minutes per episode. 17 episodes.
I know someone.
17 seasons.
Who's it?
I'm not going to say it, but I know someone who watched it at least four times. Minimum.
Grey's Anatomy?
Again, yes. Yeah. Again and again.
Are they the doctors?
And
now,
yes. Like, bro, somebody just bombed that building.
Foreclose that home.
No, I'm being serious. Just bomb the building. Like, wrap it up, bro. They're now trying to do a new season. Like,
no, but on that note, how hard can it be? I understand, like, with long shows, I can't watch it because I have commitment issues. Like, I can't commit myself for that long.
Yo, hold
like,
up.
What was that show? Is it Bleach or One Piece? That's been around since I was a baby.
All right. One Piece is goated.
That's crazy.
One Piece is the best anime.
How do you watch a show for close to 20 years?
Yeah.
Bro, I didn't start watching anime like 4 or 5 years ago.
So you caught up?
I caught up in like less than a year.
4 or 5 years? Yeah, that's no crazy. Life. I'm sorry.
5 years, bro? Yeah,
you touched some grass, my boy.
I did after finished the show.
After you finished the show, not in between? Okay.
Oh, wait, 30 episodes a day, bro. 30 episodes, like 20, 22 minutes per, bro.
Is that real? Is that possible? Like during summer? Just 30 episodes?
No, it was during junior year, too.
You know what I think
about something? Oh, your grade junior year.
God gave us such a short time in this place. God gave us such a short time.
You sound like a parent now.
And we watch One Piece,
bro.
Wait, what about One Punch?
One Punch Man. It's a good, it's a good anime, but it's not like the type of anime that you said you.
Oh,
like,
where's Goku from? What's that?
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
What is Dragon Ball Z? Bro, let me tell you, okay. When I was 5 years old, our TV broke. My parents said we're not getting a TV because we gotta focus on school, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't have a TV between age of 5 until the age of 11, right? So my childhood is no like this, and I was in Ethiopia too. Yeah. But
I was in Ethiopia too, but like
I don't know any of this, like the shows or anything. I missed it.
There's some
shows. I thought I had it bad, you know, because we didn't have like Disney and like I didn't have cable. It was just PBS Kids and Cube.
Electric Company, bro. That was my jam. Bro,
that's crazy how he relates to that. That's crazy. Nah.
Wait, how you? Oh, when you got here?
When I got here, we had PBS Kids. Underrated, bro. No, trust me, we thought
they had it. No cable life. Waking up early in the morning, grabbing a bowl of cereal. Warner Bros.
What's Warner Bros?
Saturday mornings, bro.
Bro, they had the best Dragon Ball Z, Batman show.
No, I used to like
6 a.m. in the morning, bro.
I used right to watch Tom and Jerry late at night in Utopia.
Like, bro, Tom and Jerry is the greatest cartoon ever.
Ever.
I like watching it, bro.
Tom and Jerry is my childhood.
Nah, you never struggled unless you tried to watch full. If you searched up full episodes of Wizards of Waverly Place on YouTube.
I watch that jump. I love Wizards.
I have Disney Plus now. I have everything.
I mean, now, yeah, but we're
since we're talking about shows, like, do y'all have any throwback shows? Like, for me, bro, I don't care what nobody says. Cartoon Network, like, back in, like, 2000, like, I don't know, like, earlier on? When they had Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, I loved that show, bro. Y'all know that show?
Nope.
I thought y'all were going to relate.
I was back home, man.
Wait, what's the name of the show?
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Bro, what the heck?
Y'all know none of that?
What channel was that?
Y'all know Camp Lazlo?
Nope.
Whoa,
is this
bro.
Cable?
Facts.
Now, man, what Cartoon Network in 2006? Hey, that's different, bro.
I knew Jesse and Ant Farm.
yeah, that's when I got to it too.
Jesse was goated.
Like, Jesse kicking was forever
goated. Hey, man.
Kicking it was goated.
I don't want to say.
Lab Rats was.
That was a
jam.
That was a good
okay, so
summer.
Y'all were more like Disney people.
Yeah, we don't have a choice, bro.
Disney XD as well.
Nickelodeon.
Gravity Falls was a good one.
Zeke and Luther? You know Zeke and Luther?
Yes, sir, I did.
Zeke and Luther?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That was on Disney XD. Though, it was like
skaters.
The island.
I used to think Disney XD was for skaters.
Bro.
I used to think Disney XD was just champ, like bad, but it was actually got good shows.
Nah, Disney XD.
Did you guys ever watch Austin and Ally?
Yes.
Ally kind of pissed me off. She was cringy.
Dez was my favorite. Yeah. I was suspicious about that boy.
Ally's just cringy, bro.
Bro, you know the girl from Ant Farm?
Yeah.
China McClain?
Yeah. She became like a believer or something right now.
Yeah, she became
crazy. That's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Big facts. This is kind of off topic too. Boon Gang too.
And his Jung girl Obana. Too.
Jung Obana and
what's her name? Wo Vicky.
I don't know about his girl.
No, Vicky. She's strong. She's strong.
I heard she got baptized.
Yeah, something like
that's
that.
Tough.
Yeah.
He said he doesn't like it when people call him Boondock.
I wouldn't like it either.
Yeah, my bad.
What you know about Boondock? He watched it once at my house. That's it.
No, I watched it on YouTube, bro. Boondock. I actually like that show, but
I watched small clips.
The episode where they play kickball. That show was crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like that. No, I like, I'm not going to say the name, but a man moment.
Oh. All right, bro. John Gabando, you know what really, really interested me about him? A lot of people, especially celebrities, it's so hard for them to actually stick to, you know, like, their faith because they're just, like, you know, like, really swayed a lot, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Man, hey, it's been, like, a year now. He's actually, like...
It's my boon game?
Yeah.
No, John Gabbana.
Let's not call him that, you know?
Oh, that's his name?
That's his name.
That's a tough name.
Yeah, big shout-out to him and Chance the Rapper, too, man. I'm just...
No, I thought Chance was, Kendrick like, too.
Kendrick,
for a while.
Kendrick was claiming...
Kendrick's new album was...
Yeah, something else, but he was like, he had a show I was watching on, I watched it somewhere, but he was, like, he was basically saying, like, Jesus Christ is my savior and all that.
But yeah,
like,
but then you can't say that and then...
Yeah, his especially the music video, it was like...
That's crazy. Going back to the...
Who are we to judge?
Yeah, exactly, but...
Yeah. Something, sorry. No, the shows, though.
Appreciate this combo.
Yeah,
it was a great conversation, y'all. He's gonna be awkward.
I don't know if he started recording. I was on my phone.
Just wrap it up.
Thank y'all for just coming, tuning in.
Thank y'all for 300 subscribers.
We're gonna see y'all next episode. This is Bobby Off Dome Podcast. We're out.
We're out.